No sooner had she spoken Luke's name than a luminous sphere appeared in the strolling wood. As it approached them, it began to resolve into the shape of a man.
"I'm here,"
Luke said, joining them. Unlike Leia when she returned, he actually looked a little older than before the explosion, and perhaps a bit wiser, and more at peace with himself. The wounds in his throat had closed, and Han saw no sign of the freakish eyes that had been inside the holes earlier. Recalling his own deformities, he glanced down and was relieved to discover that the membrane covering his belly wound looked almost like burned skin now, and his injured leg was no longer quite so hairy. When neither Solo was quick to respond, Luke asked,
"Is this a private party or something?"
"Sorry," Han said, returning his gaze to Luke. "We were hoping you made it out of here, that's all. Leia thinks we're dead."
Leia cocked her luminous brow.
"And you don't?"
Han shrugged, then shot her one of his best lopsided grins. "Hey, as long as we're together."
"We aren't the ones who died,"
Luke interrupted.
"That was the Krefs."
Han waited for an explanation. When none came, he finally asked,
"Says who?"
Luke smiled.
"I do. When Leia and I destroyed the Krefs' bodies, we set their shadows adrift. And without living bodies, the Krefs can't invite the shadows to return. Trust me, the galaxy is rid of Marvid and Kratheus Kref. Forever."
"I can buy that," Leia said. "But what makes you so sure we are still alive?"
Luke spread his hands.
"To tell you the truth, I'm not 100% certain," he said. "But since we do have bodies, and Han seems to be returning to normal..."
"The odds are on our side,"
Han agreed. He glanced around the garden, searching for some hint of an exit portal.
"At least until we starve to death, or go crazy in here."
"That's not going to happen," Luke said. "Follow me."
Luke turned and started down the path. His bright figure drove the shadows deep into the woods as he passed. Han looked over at Leia, then asked,
"You think he actually has a clue where he's going?"
Leia shrugged.
"Who can say?"
she asked.
"But unless you have a plan..."
"Are you kidding?" Han asked. "My plan is follow the Grand Master."
Luke led them down a twisting path that seemed to turn back on itself repeatedly, crossing and recrossing identical intersections so many times that Han started to think they were lost. Still, the terrain did not change. The trees remained relatively small and neatly ordered, and the shadows continued to retreat ever deeper into the woods until they no longer intruded at all. After they had been walking for a while, Luke's pace began to slow, and he spoke in a tone that sounded more melancholy than relieved.
"We're almost there."
"Then don't sound so glum about it,"
Han said.
"It'll be good to get back."
"It will be good to leave here," Luke allowed. "But we can never go back. Not truly."
"No,"
Leia agreed. She and Luke shared a knowing look, which vanished almost before Han caught it. Then she added,
"Not to the way things were."
"Whoa! Guys!"
Han didn't like the turn the conversation was taking.
"This place didn't change us that much."
"But it did change us," Luke said. "If only because it opened our eyes to something that's been happening for a while now."
"Opened our eyes to what?"
Han demanded.
"And if you say I'm getting old, someone's going to get blasted.